Thank you all for coming. We have two items on the... Have a couple of items on the public agenda. We have a hearing on the tax override, followed by a hearing on the adoption of the code. So we're going to start with the hearing on the tax override, and we'll... Peggy, will you please read the public notice that was in the paper?
The Village of Athens will be holding a public hearing on March 25th, 2015 at 6:30 p.m. in the Village Clerk's office located at 2 First Street for the purpose of hearing public comment on the proposed adoption of Local Law Number 3, which would override the property tax cap. If necessary, for the coming year, fiscal year June 1st, 2015 through May 31st, 2016. It was posted on 3/18/15.
I'll just start with a general comment. We do this every year just in case we ever need this override. We haven't needed it up to now. Probably more likely we will need it this year. Every year things get a little tighter and a little tighter. But you know, if we can avoid it, we're going to try to avoid it. But we need the safety hatch there for us. So does anybody want to comment on Local Law Number 3? There are copies of it up there. I didn't make a whole lot of them, but they're there. If you need more, I can make more. Are there any comments on Local Law Number 3?
If you're going to raise the, if the village is going to raise the taxes, how much?
Well, the tax gap this year is only about 1%. So we're still working on the budget, but you know, 1% is a pretty low index to meet. So it gets everybody's having more and more difficulty meeting that goal, but that's the goal, right around 1%.
Would you file this before you raise it, before the taxes are raised, or after the taxes are raised?
Before.
I know we have to do it beforehand.
Okay, so we'll know exactly, you're going to publish that in the paper, how much to pay the raises, and then...
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a public hearing on the budget and the whole process.
Oh, okay.
We'll have some, probably have a couple of meetings on the budget as well, which will be open to the public, so...
Cool.
Chris,
April?
Is there any idea what your percentage is right now, or have you had any meetings on it yet?
No, I haven't really done the calculation yet. I've been just... Everybody's got a bunch of wish list items, and I've got a bunch of repairs that need to be made, projects that we had started planning last year. I've just been dumping them in there, and you know, some of them are going to have to go, probably. Some of them may have to be changed, but at this point, I don't have any real numbers that I can lean on, and the clerk is on vacation for 2 weeks, so. It's tough to get that information.
Yeah, especially by the middle of next month anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have it. Okay, any other comments on Local Law Number 3? All right, one more time. Are there any comments, further comments on Local Law Number 3?
I have a question about that. It's come to my attention that this village is in the neighborhood of a debt of $7.3 million. And I estimated that you collect a tax income of around $700,000 to $800,000. That is bankruptcy. I'm sorry?
$970,000.
$970,000 still makes you bankrupt. I don't know how the village got into this position, but that's an atrocity. All right, I don't know of any village in this state that should be in that kind of a condition
than that kind of a debt limit. You know, debt. I don't know how you're going to pay that. Raising taxes ain't going to do it.
It's not paid out of the general fund at all. It's funded by your water and your sewer rates. And second of all, the vast majority of that debt has been mandated by the state of New York.
Yes.
So you can stand there and say you're not going to do it, but that's only going to get you in more trouble.
You have an unfunded mandate by the state of New York. How are you going to fix that? You're going to your water and sewer tax is going to go up. You're the highest water and sewer in the county. All right, $984 is not a way to deal with this. I mean, all the people in this village giving you $1,000 a year for the water and sewer is not going to cut it, because it's not going to pay that $7 million. Because what's going to happen is the interest that's accrued on that is going to be more than what you're paying into it, and you're going to end up with nothing.
First of all, it will be paying, because the rates were set with paying that debt in mind. And wait, there are going to be adjustments from time to time, because some of the debt escalates, not necessarily the way I choose to set these things up. Usually I go with a flat fee, but it was decided to have an escalating clause in there. So over time, a couple of those payments will go up, but most of them are going to be steady over the years. If it's a 30-year bond, it's the same payment in year one as it was in year 30. And that payment was in turn figured into the rate structure. So for the most part, the rates are going to take care of that issue. The general fund has no relationship. Really.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But still. In the overall picture, the village is up to its eyeballs in debt. All right, whether it comes out of the general fund or it's funded by bonds. Somebody's paying for it, and
well,
we're paying for it in our taxes.
From the state controller's office saying that we were in fiscal condition and that we passed the fiscal stress test. We were at a level of 17.5, which is at probably the lower 20% of the communities in New York State.
How long is it going to take us?
Things aren't great here. I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's your hearing, not mine. But the problem with water and sewer here is there aren't enough users. That's the problem. We got a lot of things we have to do just to run things. We don't have enough users. So every user gets to pay a little more. Go ahead, finish.
I understand what you're saying. All right, and that would, of course, incorporate the fact that you wanted to put Sleepy Hollow online. I don't think your infrastructure can handle that. If you add another 200 homes to this facility, I don't think they can handle it. You lower your rate because you got a number of users coming up, all right? There's a lot of complexities here. Of course, I'm not privy to this information because it's within your jurisdiction. And I haven't studied what you're doing, all right? Obviously, you have, I can't. I'm kind of coming on new here. But I still, you know, it comes out of my taxes, comes out of my pocket, and I do have a right to ask, how are you spending my money? Right? Because it comes out of my pocket.
If you'd like to meet with me, I'd be glad to show you.
Absolutely.
I had to show you anytime.
Okay, that's a great answer.
I've got a tour of the water plant and the sewer plant. They're incredibly complex operations that involve a lot of capital investment.
Oh,
I know. And I can't say that everything runs as smooth as a clock, especially in our water plant. We've had a lot of trouble with the electronics there. But the sewer plant is running pretty good, and it repeatedly gets citations of excellence from the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation.
Let me ask a question. Is that stuff public on the website?
When you say stuff, I'm not sure what you're looking for.
That certificate or something, that should be out there too. If you're getting kudos from the state of New York, all right, about
we can show you
process, then that should be out on the website.
We pass all their inspections.
We need to know that.
Yeah.
Okay, I would expect that to be out on the website. That's information for us. We don't come in here and try to beat you guys up.
Very shortly, the annual water quality report will be out.
That's one thing, yeah.
And that gets put on the website and also usually gets...
I usually get that in the mail.
Right.
I get that in the mail.
That's an indicator right there as well. Believe me, if we weren't doing things right, number one, the state would be living down here, breathing down our necks. That's why Sleepy Hollow has got a lot of problems right now, because they have a plant that's pretty antiquated.
Oh, yes.
And they're searching for ways to, State and Sleepy Hollow are searching for ways to bring it into the 20th century. I don't know where Sleepy Hollow and the village are going to go, but it's certainly worth looking at, because it could help you, help me, and everybody else. But I don't get any particular kick out of raising people's sewer and water taxes, because everybody comes in here and universally and starts complaining about it. But
yes,
I certainly don't want to do it, but I don't want a water and sewer system that is constantly out of compliance and is constantly on the front page of the newspapers around here. So.
Okay.
Anybody else have any comments on local law number three? Okay, final call. All right, somebody want to make a motion to close the hearing on local law number three?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, now we're going to move on to, I guess, the primary reason why everybody is here.